In the name of Jesus Christ, today is another day on the daily devotional. This morning, we actually want to continue with our sharing and still on the an excellent spirit. But today, we are going to look at it in relationship to Christ's ministry, the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, without much ado, let me go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. And I read, he said, "Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle for CFE. That thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now have he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." Lord, we thank you for the reading of thy word. We ask that, Lord, may you inspire us according to your will and power. Expound these words unto us. You are the author of this word. So it takes your Holy Spirit to lead us so that we can live its life thereof. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, brethren, there is something that we have actually started. And today we want to actually look at it in relation with the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. This ministry is, as the Bible says, when you read the verse 6, it said, "But now have he obtained a more excellent ministry." So it tells us that even in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is one hallmark actually about this ministry, that it is more excellent. It was an excellent ministry, as we saw it from the beginning. The Bible says that an herbal sacrifice was more excellent. So you see this also running, coming down to the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture said it was more excellent. He had a more excellent ministry. So when we look at the Word of God, there is something that we actually have to note about the ministry of Christ and what it means to us. Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, made manifested. He is actually the Word. And when when Jesus Christ was about to even start his actually ministry, we saw a lot of things. Now, we saw that, as the Bible says that, he said, Moses was actually cautioned. Moses was cautioned. When you read it, it said, "Who served unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle." So before Moses, Prophet Moses, could even begin this tabernacle of Moses, this tabernacle, he was admonished to do it according to the pattern that was shown unto him. When we look at the life of Noah, even before Noah also built that ark, he was also given an admonition, caution that he should do it according to the pattern that was shown unto him. So when it comes to the ministry of God, we have to understand that ministry must be approached according to God's word. We don't just involve ourselves in ministry anyhow, haphazardly and anyhow. No. Because it is like patterning heavenly things that the when Jesus Christ prayed, taught the disciples how to pray. He told them to pray that, may his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May God's will, the Father's will, be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it demands us that every work that we are doing for God, or however the ministry, because everyone has a ministry, not only maybe in preaching or ministerial, you could have a ministry of help. But the Bible says that whatever be your ministry, wait upon the Lord. Now, he said, let thy will be done on earth as it is. So as it is in heaven demands that we do it according to the Father's will. Because how it is in heaven, it must be done on earth. So when we look at the tabernacle of Moses, Moses was admonished to do it according to the pattern that was shown unto him. You see, one thing that we have to know is that we can never forsake the Father's will. Even Jesus Christ said that the many will come unto me. Lord, have we not done this in your name? Have I not done actually this in your name? But I will tell them, I never knew you, workers of what? Iniquity. Because they refused to do it according to what? The Father's will. So the Father's will here is very important. Now, when we look at the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, as Moses was actually admonished that it should be according to the pattern that was shown unto him. And this gives us the understanding that the work of God should not be done deceitfully. When you read Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10, it says, cursed be he that doeth the work of God deceitfully. So God's work should not be done deceitfully. And when you come to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it also reminds us about something that he said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So you understand that God's work must not be handled in a dishonest way or deceitfully. Because it must follow a pattern as it is in heaven. And this will tell you why we have the problems today. The world have actually these actually problems. Because many are into ministry without the perfect will of God. Many are forcing into it, running even without a message. Okay? Like as we saw in the story of what? Ahimaaz, who was not actually given the message to be sent, but he took his own will to do what he did. So, and things must not actually be so. When it comes to the end time message, we have to understand that coming into ministry demands a protocol. It demands that God orchestration, not out of our own endeavors or ambition, but it should be by the perfect will of God. Now, the tabernacle of Moses also taught us something. You see, when you look at the tabernacle, the Bible made us understand that If you read in Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, it makes us understand that this tabernacle is with men. Verse 3, it said, "And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." And this tabernacle will be fully fleshed in the eternal age. So you will see that the Bible says that it is with men. And this is a tabernacle that God himself is building. And this is the church. This is the elect. And when we come to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, it said we are built upon the foundation of what? Prophets and apostles. And Jesus Christ himself being what? The chief cornerstone. So the building has a foundation. Jesus Christ is that foundational stone. He is the sure foundation. Then we also have foundations. So the foundations here, they stand for the apostles. They stand for the apostles. Now, when we look at the word of God, Jesus Christ, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it said, "For no other foundation can any man lay than that is laid, which is what? Jesus Christ." And I said it earlier on that the church of God is built upon the revelation of whom Jesus Christ is. It's built upon the revelation of whom? It's a spiritual revelation. It's a divine revelation of whom Jesus Christ is. So it makes us understand that Jesus Christ, any pattern of war, anything that you are doing on this building, can never be away from what has been, started, or cannot be contrary to the foundational stone. It cannot be contrary to what Jesus Christ has begun. And that's why Paul cautioned us that he has laid the foundation as a master builder, and whosoever cometh thereon to build upon it should make sure that he does it well. Paul actually cautioned us. Okay, now when we look at this building, you can't come and lay block at where there is no block. It should be done according to the pattern as it was given to, as we saw in the example of what? Moses. And when we look at the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is an excellent ministry. The Bible even describes that he had a more excellent ministry. Jesus Christ actually started his ministry when he had the indwelling. When he had the indwelling, he didn't just start the ministry anyhow. And we saw the same example in the life of the apostles. The apostles were asked to go and wait. The disciples were asked to go and wait. In Acts actually chapter 1 verse 8. And he gave them the power till they were baptized of the Holy Spirit. They could not just go and say that they are witnessing about Jesus Christ. They had the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was in their ministry, working. So the apostles waited upon God. They waited till God sent the Holy Spirit. And that is where they could now go and witness about him. Today, the problem of the world today is that, especially in the church world, many are running without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So it has created a lot of, gaps and a lot of what? Confusions. Okay. They received the power of the Holy Spirit. And we saw that even in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he approached his 3.5 years ministry, he went and baptized in what? River Jordan. Then he had an indwelling. Hallelujah. Jesus' ministry was also sin imposed. First of all, we saw the signs and wonders. Then we saw the discernment. Then we saw the teaching of the word of God. You see, the signs like the healing of the blind heart, Bartimaeus. Okay. Then we also saw, at another time, he was manifesting that what discernment. When even he told Nathanael that what in whom there was no guilt. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, verse 47. Then we also saw when the real teaching of the word actually was in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he himself said that whosoever eat his flesh or drink his blood has an eternal life. And that is where people didn't understand what he was saying, because what he was saying was based upon revelation. Those who were having the carnal knowledge, the carnal, interpretation of the scriptures, those sects, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all these people could not understand what Jesus Christ was saying. And that should tell you that it's by the revelation of the word of God. It is not by carnal understanding. It is not by carnal knowledge. Then we also saw in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when Jesus Christ came, he never formed any organization or denomination. Jesus' ministry was so simple. He just called 12 apostles, worked with them, then he had disciples. Jesus didn't form any denomination as even today. We see a lot of organizations, but the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ didn't have any organization. He didn't go and build any kind of organizational, hierarchical system. But he was popular and popular all over the earth. So that should tell you that this is an excellent spirit. The spirit of excellency. He manifested this in the ministry. Jesus never formed any organization. Hallelujah. Then we also, you see, one thing about Jesus Christ is that in his teaching, he taught the disciples not to be served, but they should rather serve. When you read in Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, you see him doing all this proclamation. He tells them that, look, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So Jesus Christ taught them to be humble. Today it's very hard to see humility in the ministers that we have in the world. Hallelujah. Even sometimes in this message, humility is so, difficult to see in people. Jesus Christ said actually the same thing in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42 to 44. Okay. Then we saw also that he hated the spirit of Nicolaitanism. Jesus Christ hated the spirit of Nicolaitanism. Nicolaitanism, who put a differentiated hierarchical order among what ministers. Jesus actually hated that. You see, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 6 verse 15, he said Jesus hated the doctrine of what? Nicolaitanism. So he led an exemplary life for us to actually follow. Then we also saw in his ministry that Jesus Christ didn't commercialize the gospel. Even up to a time, he'll have to use whips and canes. He went into the temple and he said, My father's house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have turned it into the den of thieves. So you see that he was a man who actually didn't condone any act of commercialization of the gospel, as we have today. Today we see a lot of commercialization, and they are coming in so many ways. Commercialization of the gospel. Hallelujah. And you see that his disciples were not on any high paid form of what? Things. No. Even up to a time, Peter could say that silver and gold I don't have, but as much as I have, rise and walk. Okay, so you will see that he really hated this commercialization of the. You see, the gospel is not a power. It is not a way that we should be selling or exchanging, merchandising with it. No, that is not the way of Christ. That is not the way of Christ. The word of God hates commercialization. When you read in Micah chapter 3, verse 11, Micah chapter 3, verse 11, he said, their prophets take money and all those kind of things, consultation fee, whatever fee, all these things, they are against the word of God, commercializing the word of God. That is contrary to the word of God. Okay, then we saw in Christ's ministry that he really gave us an example to follow. Jesus Christ gave us an example to follow. In this Laodicea church age, we understand from the word of God in Luke chapter 17, verse 30, that he said, in that day that the Son of Man will be revealed. In that day that the Son of Man. You see that even in the prophet's ministry, though he was a son of man with a small s, this Son of Man is pointing to Christ's ministry, who is the real Son of Man. Every prophet, true prophet, is a son of man. Okay? But Jesus Christ is the prophet of all prophets. He is the chief in every ministry of the fivefold. He is the chief in every ministry of the church. So you see that William Branham's ministry actually is pointing to this ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. God was revealing himself. Jesus Christ was, Christ was revealing himself through this ministry. So even when we look at the ministry of the prophet William Branham, you will understand that, he always pointed to Christ. He pointed the church to Christ. And that is what we have to actually really follow. May God actually help us. May he be of a guide and also a leader unto us this day. May he continue to inspire us to live as how he has actually given us. In Jesus Christ's name, may God be with you. Amen. Amen. Amen.